information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Well, hello, Dr. Holly here, and boy, there are some heavy hearts in America right now. The news, of course, of James Gandolfini, the lovely man and wonderful actor, died of a heart attack. So I'm going to throw it over to my dear friend and colleague, the naturopathic cardiologist, Dr. Weiss. What do you think about all that?
Well, I think it's preventable. It doesn't mean that he wasn't offered prevention. We don't know exactly what systems and what things he was approached to be in. Clearly he was overweight. Clearly there was a lot of things going on with anger and depression from what the reports are and from what my sources are. But 51 still is way, way too young to die.
It's really young, yeah.
And again, we don't know the individual circumstances, but a couple things to clear up. One is this isn't genetic, okay? And a lot of people say, well, everyone in my family has heart disease. But heart disease statistically is only 2 to 3% genetic. The rest of it is acquired. But even in those genetic folks, Holly, we can keep that under control. We can
Right. We
can outdo our genetics. We can counter our genetics, which we teach all the time here. You know, everybody's overweight in our family. Well, how do you counter that?
Well, my neighbor, he's a young guy, but he's got triglycerides, and he's like, yeah, I just got, he calls it piss poor protoplasm, meaning he just comes from this, stock familial hypertriglyceridemia. And, what we did is I said, let's just take a look at it. And we did a genetic test, and sure enough, he had some SNPs, single nucleotide polymorphisms, they called. But guess what? When we know that, we can certainly understand where the genetic breaks are and support those breaks, and as well decrease exposure to our genes that actually then are contributing to the advancement of a disease that we're vulnerable to, not that we're going to get, that we mm-hmm. are maybe a little bit more vulnerable to.
Yeah, it is. We have the technology to measure those genetics, and we have the technology to counter them. And I think, if this guy walks into my office and says, what do you think, doc? The testing I would run on him would be very different than what a medical doctor might do. For anger and for the emotional eating and for depression and things, I would run his urinary neurotransmitters. I would see where his epinephrine, norepinephrine, serotonin, glycine, GABA, taurine, glutamate, where all of these things are at. And then with supplements, help move those in the right direction. And then based on his lifestyle, even if he wasn't going to change it, I would load him up on antioxidants, ADEK, alpha-lipoic acid, along with, probably something to help protect the inside layers of his blood vessels. Would he have had a heart attack then? I don't think so. No one can know, as you know, listeners, medicine doesn't come with a crystal ball. But I've had plenty of Gandolfinis in my office. I've had a lot of people who their wives drag them in. I don't mean to be sexist about this. This is more of just what happens. The wife will bring the husband in, and he's like, hey, I like to be overweight and play golf and drink beer. And I'll take the supplements, but don't expect me to get on a treadmill or go to yoga or to eat healthy. It's just not going to happen. And none of my patients have had it. And I've run those SNPs and all that. So I think it's preventable in that sense. And if you're listening out there and you know people going through this, natural medicine doesn't demand that everybody be vegan and go to yoga. There's so many levels of it that you could do. You could just go on supplementation to stave off a lifestyle and genetics. You could get way into it and do detoxes. You could become a CrossFit champion, like somebody I know. There's so many levels you could do it. And what saddens me about Gandolfini is if he would have even went into the first couple levels of it, I think he would be alive today.
So it's interesting you're saying some things that I don't know of. You had information that he had some anger, overeating, sort of mm-hmm. depression issues?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know some people in Italy. So some advantages to being sort of a worldwide practitioner. And, that's what was listed like on his history, is depression and things. And I don't know if he was on medication for that or not, but That was something, I guess, that he had battled on all of his life. There's a question about alcoholism as well. But, you know, when people are dying, everybody piles on. So we don't really know 100% what it is.
Right.
But there was definitely an emotional factor to it. And anger is a risk factor for heart disease. And it's not just you get angry, your blood pressure goes up, you have a heart attack. Blood pressure doesn't have to go up. That anger itself, by itself, is a risk factor. But in addition to that, Holly, was this man's hormones run. You know, at 51, if he had low testosterone, he's at risk. If he has low DHEA, he's at risk. If his thyroid was off. And, you know, I find most of the people that won't change their diets and they live on sugary and fatty foods and things that are overweight, when we correct a lot of the hormonal imbalances, they crave the good stuff and they just walk away from a lot of the bad foods. So I think we need to lead these people as physicians.
Yeah, I think it's truly being able to have a real big picture mentality when it comes to this. I mean, certainly, I would think that it is somewhat of a, I mean, he's such a prominent figure, even if you didn't watch The Sopranos, which I thought was, I'm not really into violence and such, and I was sort of resistant to watching it, but gosh darn, it was a good show, and just
acting
the writing
is
and
fabulous, yeah.
Yeah, seriously, I mean, I was pretty taken by it when I started tuning in, and he's such a prominent figure, so I'm sure that there are people that maybe mirror themselves in just his stature, being from Italy, slightly overweight, probably indulging in the goods of Italy.
but the Italians don't have heart attacks at that age.
Well,
one thing I want to bring up, though, Holly, that's an illusion, is that a stress test or some diagnostics could have caught it early and then a procedure could have been done to prevent it. Listeners, a couple facts you need to walk away with. Number one, the types of blockages in the heart arteries that cause heart attacks are not visualized on study. You can't see them on angiograms. You can't see them on stress tests. They are 20 to 30% blockages, and they don't significantly cut off blood flow. A heart attack is a zit rupturing on the inside of a blood vessel. It is all about oxidation, inflammation, and vulnerable endothelium, which is the lining of the blood vessel, which one of the first things I would put this gentleman on would be like an Indian gooseberry or a concentrated hawthorn solid extract to really help protect the inside of those vessels. I use that stuff by the gallon, Holly. I swear I would paint it on the inside of blood vessels if I could, because I think that's those two items have prevented more heart attacks. But if this gentleman would have had bypass or a stent, neither of those therapies, bypass surgery or stents, prevent heart attacks. So listeners, you have to understand that this man might have had been on cholesterol medicine. His labs might have been perfect because of drugs he was on or whatever. It still wouldn't prevent this. This is, you don't see these, and we don't have in a conventional diagnostic setting any predictive values. Now, there's newer lab markers that I am actually working with teams right now to pioneer that are going to be very predictive, but right now they're just not available. So it's not something that if you would have went to a cardiologist, it could have been prevented. It is all about his habits.
Yeah, well, still, I got to tell you, I mean, it is very, very sad. And
it's
I feel
sad.
Like it is. I mean, I would have loved to have been in on the autopsy, to tell you the truth, just to see, like, was it like, what did his tissues look like? You know, was there a vulnerability in the vessels? Mm-hmm. I would like to know a little bit more about his, did he exercise? You know, one of the things that I talk about with my patients and trying to, gain credibility in the emphasis to exercise is that, listen, you've got to let those vessels sort of feel that pressure. Just like when you feel your muscles feel pressure, they break down and they build back up stronger. Bones, same thing. Vessels, same thing. They feel that pressure. And so James Gandolfini dying from natural causes, but boy, oh boy.
They're not natural.
It's not natural
about 51, and that's the crux of what I have to say to this program. It's not natural and can be avoided.
And I still think that then there's, you know, for me, there's a lot of question marks. I mean, with all due respect to his family and loved ones, which includes all of us,
right?
We still don't know a lot of things. And so I think that just making sure that we keep asking good questions is how we can help each other stay well. And that's what we do here on Radio MD and RadioMD.com.